Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Sound of the hits. Evening, Catherine Boyle.
Hey.
Evening, Sam, who's taking your phone calls this evening. My name is Ian Lee. It's the Late Night Alternative. If you stop listening or you kind of dip in and out because it got a bit too heavy and a bit... Forget that. The heaviness is gone. It's just back to dicking around on the radio. It's fun. It's laughs. It's light. It's frothy. It's completely irrelevant to anything that's going on.
And you're
going
to love it.
I can't feel sorry for Theresa May, though, because of Grenfell and because of Windrush and because of all the other crappy things that she did, but she cried. Didn't cry when she met anyone from Grenfell, when she eventually met them. Didn't cry when she slashed the police budgets, thereby raising the risks of knife crime and terrorism. Didn't cry when she sent home loads of black people because they hadn't got the proper documents and stuff, so I'm not crying one bit for her. Just because they downloaded a new update for her that made her fake tears. That's what they've done. And you know what? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. That's the end of the serious stuff. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Who died yesterday?
Well, probably very many people who would...
Don't be flippant. We're discussing death.
I know.
No flippancy with death.
Long and full lives.
No flippancy when it comes to death.
Who did die yesterday?
Very famous author.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mogg.
Yep, and what's her name?
And a tiger who came to tea.
That's correct. What's her name?
It's gone out of my mind.
Loads of people were saying that the tiger who came to tea was about Nazis because she was an elderly Jewish woman mm-hmm. who fled the Nazis and the tiger was supposed to be the Gestapo.
I think it was just a tiger.
Yeah, then there was an interview with her on the radio going... No, it was just a tiger.
Yeah. Well, although I think that mum was pulling a fast one.
The name... Right, so the first name is Judith. Right.
Judith Kerr.
Wrong. Incorrect. Incorrect answer.
Kerr.
Incorrect answer.
Go on, then.
It's pronounced Judith Carr, right. Despite being spelt K-E-R-R.
Yeah, I used to know a Rachel Kerr who was spelt the same. It depends
where you're
from.
Well, hang on, Kerr is spelt Kerr.
No, it's not spelt the same. Well, and I know a Ben. Right,
hang on,
and I also
hang
know.
On. Stop the clock. Time, as my boys would say, pause.
Well, that doesn't work on me.
Pause. They think that life is a video game. My kids are idiots. Kidiots. Not bad. 7 minutes into the show. Yes, I'm insulting my children, but let's pray to God they never, ever hear. Imagine, right?
Are your children to insult?
I die, right? I die 25, 30 years' time, and they're mourning me, and they. Someone, one of you lot, one of you weirdos. Goes, Ian's dead. Let's send his kids a collection of everything he ever did. Oh, jeez. And they just pluck this show. Friday, May the 24th, the end of May. Friday, May the 24th out and they play it. And they go, that was the day that... that's the day that Theresa... Do you remember Theresa May? No, I don't. Well, she was the prime minister. Oh, yeah, I've got it. Yeah. Oh, this could be a good one. It's historical. Well, 7 minutes into it,
yeah.
I call them kidiots.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have called them far worse.
They rip the cassette... They rip the hologram audio file out of the Invisiwall and toss it in the virtual trash. And then they go and find my grave... They go and find my ashes that are in an urn, and they urinate in it, and then they mix it up, and then they drink it. They drink my ashes.
To be fair, that does sound like your kids.
Yeah, it does, actually. But they are kidiots. Mm-hmm. Why was I insulting
because
my children?
Because I know people with the surname K-E-R-R, and some of them are pronounced Kerr, and some are Care, and also Carr is another one.
What? No, okay, well, Kerr, okay, yeah, fine. Care, yeah, I could buy that.
It's Graham from the Sun.
Hey, Graham from the Sun. Can you go and get... Yeah, that's it. You get it. Go on. That's it. You leave. Look at this. Just as it was getting spicy, just as it was getting fresh, Catherine Boyle sneaks out. Well, don't worry. I can keep it fresh. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Jack. Good evening, Jack.
Good evening.
Good evening, Jack.
Hello, how are you doing?
I am... I actually feel very nauseous, Jack. I've not had much to eat today. I've got a slight headache. I've got an upset tummy and a runny body.
But, that's TMI, isn't it, Jack?
He asked, and I am being very, very brave about it. I'm being Mummy's little soldier. We're broadcasting from a submarine tonight, by the way, guys, just in case you're wondering what the noise is.
So mind your heads.
Yep. We are broadcasting live from a submarine. It's the first time I believe this has ever been done. So if we lose the signal at any point, I apologise. We are 20,000 leagues under the sea. Jack, it's good to have you on the show this evening on this Friday. What can we do for you tonight?
I've been starting this career where I start singing, and I was wondering...
Singing career, you say?
If I could show my talent off.
You could sing... If you could sing your talent off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sing it off if I were you. I'd keep it on. But yeah, sure, you want to sing a song, Jack? You sing us a song, mate. It's 10 past 10 on a Friday night.
I think it's song time.
It's song time!
And guess what? I've caught the heebie-jeebies and I had a nervous pee 10 minutes ago.
Well, you've not got a shy bladder, have you? Unlike one of our callers earlier.
Paul.
This week, Paul.
Oh, no.
Well, he's got the heebie-jeebies, he's cacking his pants. All right, so, Jack, you can do this. The vibe is strong with this one. I'm looking forward to hearing the launch of a new career, a new chapter in music as Jack... Who is? Well, remind me, Jack, you're 14, yeah?
15.
Ooh, look at you showing off. As Jack, 15-year-old young man, starts his new career as a singer live on Talk. He's chosen Talk Radio. He's not chosen Radio X. He's not chosen the Radio One. He's not even chosen Virgin. He's probably the one I should have said first. What with them, you know, bankrolling this folly. But he's chosen Talk Radio. So, Jack, over to thee.
All right, so what I'm going to be singing... Alexa, shut up.
I don't know that one, Jack.
No.
How does it go? Hey!
What I'm going to be singing is a song... It's Someone You Loved by Liz Capaldi.
Oh, yeah, one of those cheerful modern ones.
Literally have no idea who that is, unless it's George Ezra... he's the only modern guy that I know.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
We're doing this.
Yes.
There's
no turning back.
Here we go. This is it.
Okay, here we go. I'm going under in this town. I feel there's no one to save me. We saw nothing really go the way you're driving me crazy.
He's already infinitely better than Nigel.
I need somebody to heal, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, it's never the same. I guess I kind of lied away and I'm all the pain and all the day bleeds. Into nightfall, and you know.
She's gonna get the listeners flooding back. Those last Ray Jars were a blip.
And you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Sounds like a raga, an Indian raga. Is that when they just do one note? I think it is, yes.
Wanna turn to.
Oh, yeah.
There's so nothing really. Oh, no, I messed up.
Oh, no, Jack, listen. What a great... Okay, listen, stay there. Turn off. That was a great first performance. Let's just take some calls completely at random and find out. Are you open for the criticism, Jack? Do you want to hear what people think? Okay, let's go to Dominic. Dominic, I know you've called in about something else. We will get to there, I promise you. But, what did you think of Jack singing?
I think he found a note and he stuck with it.
Yep.
Consistent, you're right.
Consistent, yep. Yeah, good, well, good word. Good word. It's a good C word.
He went on for a length of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
7 out of 10.
Okay,
this is all sounding good.
That was there we go. That's not bad. Let's go to everyone who I'm doing. We will come back to you for your points. But let's, Alan Caddick, what did you think of Jack there? Now, Alan, you are a professional singer, and as much as you got barred from your local karaoke from doing Star Trek,
I'm retired from karaoke now. Actually,
you've been what?
I'm retired.
You've retired.
Uh-huh.
I thought Jack was really good. I could see him having a number one single in a few months' time.
Oh.
Waka waka.
Ay. Okay, all right. Well, listen, let's try this guy. Rainbow George, what did you think of Jack singing?
Oh, well done, Jack. I think he could be singing our Eurovision Song Contest.
Don't get him involved!
Eurovision Song Contest.
Don't do it. You're better than that, Jack. You're better than that. There you go. That was your first one. You did it brilliantly. People said things about it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to continue?
No, because we've got a busy show tonight, Jack. We've got a busy show. I want you to continue. Yeah. Unfortunately, time dictates that thou can't.
Let's just keep it special.
Let's keep it. Jack, you are a legend. Thank you, mate. 0344-499-1000. Alan, Dom, George, stay there. But if you don't want Alan and George, come on, give us a call now, because otherwise, you know what we're going to do. People say, oh, it's the same old voices all over again. Well, call in. Call in.
We'd rather have yours.
Yes, 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jacked up jive talk for janitors, jazz cats and gin-soaked boys and girls.
Jack Commando.
If you're awake, you're a welcome.
I've got 5 cactus needles stuck in my...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. So we've got a few people have come back to the show because the show's funny again.
Uh-huh.
And we've got some new people coming back now. I think this is a new person who's following me on Twitter. And what I quite like to do is if I see a new face pop up, or if I see a new face pop up a few times, I'll click on their bios.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Sean Boscott.
Oh, yes, I've seen him.
Now, I was drawn to him because he's handsome. He's a hunk. He looks like a more handsomer Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly, right? And he's kept popping up, saying nice things about it. Had to feed the ego, so I clicked on him. And it turns out he's a fascist. No, it doesn't. That was a joke. Listen to this. Listen, this is one of the greatest bios of all time. Sean Boscott. Horticulturalist, florist, a myrmecologist by trade. UK's largest supplier of native and tropical ants. He's an ant dealer. He's an ant dealer.
Ant-Man.
He's Ant-Man. Isn't that insane? He sells ants. And then I went to his website. He sells ants.
What do you want ants for, then?
I don't know. They're in the garden.
Yeah.
I've got shed loads in the garden.
The ants come into my house every summer. I have to put powder down.
There we go. Chris Little says, Ian, this is on Twitter, Ian, you're a dick.
Oh.
Bit rude.
Well, no, he might mean it nicely.
Expect a phone call on Tuesday to your boss, horrible man. My boss is a lovely man. How dare you? Listen, if you're going to start calling my boss a horrible man, then I don't think he's going to take very kindly to your phone calls, Chris Little, if that is your name. Chris Little, 580-60953. What happened to the other 580,692,052 Chris Littles? What happened to those guys? That's what I want to know. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Dominic.
Hello. How you doing, guys? Hope you're well.
All right. Listen to you. Listen, Perky. Perky Pants.
I've been listening to podcasts all day. It's been really good.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Well, the vibe is back. Oh, we need to test something.
Go for it.
We need to test the dump button.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Loads of people have said, why are there bits missing from the last 2 days' shows on the Listen Again?
Because of potty mouths
mm-hmm.
is the answer.
So the dump button, Dominic, hasn't been working. It's been intermittent, right? So for those who don't know, we broadcast on we've got 14-second delay, so we can do a double dump. If someone swears or is libelous or talks about, you know, elections they're not meant to talk about under the rule of Perda, I can press the button and it doesn't go out. It kind of takes that 7 seconds of radio and kind of sucks it. You know the extractor fan above your oven?
Oh.
It's like that.
Except it works.
But it works and it's for sound, right?
Okay.
But we've had problems, Dominic, in that I hit the dump button last night because, and I'm, someone dropped the rudest of all swear words on the radio show last night.
Burke.
No, they dropped a C-bomb. Now, here's the thing, right? 20 years I've been doing this game. And no one's ever... the only time someone else has said the C word to me and I had to dump it was on LBC years and years ago. And they said it 6 times. You're a C, 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 C. And I dumped it. And the dump button didn't work then. I wonder if dump buttons aren't strong enough for that. Anyway, so what happens is, Dominic, it dumps it online, it dumps it on the app, it dumps it on half of the DAB. But there are some DAB regions where the swear words can still be heard.
Are these more common areas or posher areas?
I think they're common areas. I think they're very, very common areas. Yes, I do. Right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to say a word. Don't say what it is, Dominic.
You'll be able to hear it, obviously.
You'll hear it and George and Alan and Dave will hear it because they're queued up ready to come on. I'm going to say a word. If you hear it, dear listener, I want you to tell me what that word is, right? Phone in or go on Twitter, right? So, here is tonight's test dumping word. Taint. Dumped it.
Whoa.
Dumped it. Steady, dump.
Easy.
Steady.
If you get my mother with your mouth.
He would.
I would, actually. So if you heard that word please tweet us at Ian Lee, hashtag TLNA, the late night alternative, and let's find out if it's fixed like I was told it was earlier on today. Don, while we wait for those to come flooding in, what have you got for us?
Well, like I said, I've been listening to a podcast today, and I've got my scarf on. I know it's a scarf special, but I couldn't listen live, so I've got my scarf on. It's a black and red one, quite long, goes past my waist. I wanted to... No one was able to phone in and tell you what finagle means, so I wanted to tell you. It means obtained by dishonest means.
Right, OK.
Did we ask?
When you say you've been listening to a podcast, I'm guessing it wasn't, like, yesterday's podcast.
No, I've not listened to that yet. That's in the queue.
Okay, so when is this podcast from?
6th of October 2005.
Absolute bell. What an absolute bell. He's listening to stuff from 14 years ago. Oh, Dom, can you... Actually, before I cut you off for being a bell, what does finagle mean?
It means obtain by dishonest means.
Thanks very much indeed. That's Dom there being an absolute bell cheese. 0344 499 1000. Let's just see... The dump worked. Yeah. The dump worked. I think we're safe, guys.
I think we're safe.
I think we are safe. Think we're safe. There we go. Thank God for that. Look at us celebrating at having an almost fully functioning studio. It cost 25 million quid. 25 million pounds. Outrageous behaviour. Let's go to Dave. Good evening, Dave.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Dave. What you got for us?
I'm just ringing up to prove to my son that I would dare ring you because he's listening at his mum's.
Oh.
And he's dared me to ring you. So this'll make his day.
This'll make his day. What's your son's name?
Lewis.
And how old is Lewis?
12.
Good evening, Lewis. Your dad did it. And here's the thing, Lewis. Your dad responds to a dare, however stupid it is. So tomorrow, or next time you see your dad, dare him to give you 50 quid. I bet he won't. Dare him. Dare him to give you 50 quid. That's what you need to do, Lewis. Well, you've called in. Dave, have you got anything to say?
No, that would just say.
Thanks very much for
dare
your call.
Done.
There we go. Dare is done. I'm happy to help out with dares. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Alan.
Hiya, Mark. Hi, Kev.
Hey.
Someone's had a little bit too much of pussy.
I've got some good news about me mum.
I'm just saying, Alan.
Oh,
sounds,
the energy drink.
Yeah, he sounds like he's had a little bit too much pussy or Monster or Red Bull or any of those energy drinks. Sound very, very hyper, doesn't he? Sound very hyper.
No, I'm in a good mood. She might be home in a couple of weeks.
Yes, that's great news.
And she doesn't have to have oxygen tanks in the house.
She's what?
She doesn't have to have oxygen tanks in the house.
That's a shame, because you can have great fun with those. Can you get high on oxygen tanks?
I think that's the laughing gas you're thinking of.
Okay. Catherine, did you have gas and air when you had babies? What is it?
The second time I did, yeah.
Is it like smoking a joint? What
no,
is it?
No, it's like that first glass of wine just takes the edge off a little bit, a nice little buzz going
and
on.
And if you keep...
can make you sick.
If you suck it down and hold your breath and then hold your nose...
Why would you do
for
that?
...for as long as you can and then slowly... And then have your partner sit on your chest and force feed it to you.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Don't know. A bit tricky. I was a bit pregnant.
If anyone's ever done that, I would love to know. Would love to know what that feels like. Alan, that is great news about your mum.
Me and my dad are so happy.
Yeah, it means you're going to get a cooked meal again, doesn't it?
No, I do the cooking.
Oh, Alan, thank you very much indeed. Let's go to George. Good evening, George.
Good evening.
let's keep the pace up now. It's been fast-paced so far.
No, I can't be fast.
Okay, you can be brief then.
Special day. It's
what anniversary of it is it of something you did that didn't work?
No, it's a 5-day. I'm into numerology and
I didn't, but I kind of guessed that you're into that nonsense.
And 5 in the tarot pack is the Hierophant, the revealer of secrets.
So hang on, what do you mean it's a 5-day? It's May the 24th.
Now, if you count all the numbers up, ends up with 5. So
what numbers are we counting up?
2 and 4.
6.
5.
9.
2.
Where's the 2 from?
2019.
Oh, Jesus. 11. Yeah? So 11, then plus 1 is 12, plus 9 is 21. So it's a 3 day.
Yeah, 2 and 4 is 6.
Yeah.
And 5 is 11. That's
oh.
for May.
Oh, right. Okay. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah.
2 is 13.
Okay.
The 1 is 14 and the 9 is 23. So 2 and 3 is 5.
Okay. Right. So, okay. So what does that mean in the real world? Absolutely nothing.
Well, it does to me.
We thought people who were into astrology were fruitcakes. Numerology, I'd forgotten about numerology because my brain doesn't have my brain can hold a lot of crap. It doesn't have the capacity to hold that much crap. No one buys numerology.
Yes, they do.
Well, idiots do.
I mean, the whole of the New Testament is numerology.
No, it's not. It's Christianity.
No, it's numerology.
It's Christianity.
Every letter, Greek letter, has a number attached to it.
All right, Dan Brown, blimey.
and bits of synchronicity. I'm so grateful to you for our bet.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I even spoke to James Well for the first time in years.
Yeah, earlier. I know you did. You were telling him about the last phone call you made to him.
Yeah, and it's you had it, I think, Ian, didn't you?
What did I have?
You had the tape of my.
Hang on a minute. He's only on because nobody else is phoning in. This is your fault, dear listener. This is your fault. I warned you. Oh, Rainbow George comes on too long. Rainbow George is really boring. God, Rainbow George needs a slap. Why were you so rude to Rainbow George? Rainbow George said, he's on because no one else is phoning up. This is your fault.
Here's some numerology for you. 0344 499 1000.
Thank you very much. Sorry, George. Hopefully you didn't hear that. Away you go.
I did. I did. I heard the other dumb thing as well. Tell me what you think. And
the
synchronicity is just brilliant.
How is this for synchronicity? You're about to get cut off.
No.
Yes, you are. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
The voice of reason is on Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
When I say hang on, will you shut up?
The radio presenter who isn't afraid to tell you what to think.
Quite frankly, this is the most ridiculously stupid idea I've ever heard.
Hard-boiled conversation from the man with the pinball smile and the cue ball head.
This man needs to be called to account. So where is he? Could we get his home number and ring him?
All hail the Whale.
I'm being over rude, I know.
The James Whale Show.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7 on Talk Radio. Dead of night discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Doing lots of things that we don't know about, we can't control.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, great.
So I was in town earlier on today and I saw an Arab man drop his wallet, right? And he didn't notice he dropped it. So I went and picked it up and I kind of called out to him and I caught up with him. Excuse me, sir, you've dropped this. And he looked at me. He said, my friend, thank you. I can't give you any money, but I can give you this little bit of advice. Please take it on board. Don't go into the centre of town next Wednesday between 3:30 and 4:30. I cannot say why, but tell your friends and your family. I thanked him and I left. Of course, this never actually happened, but it just dawned on me. Do you remember, sort of after 9/11 and again after 7/7, there were a lot of people. I remember a friend of mine, a dealer of mine, saying, yeah, a friend of mine told me he helped an Arab man out and he warned him not to go to Victoria Circus Thursday because there's going to be a bomb. And there was loads of that.
Yeah.
Was there one Arab man that was going around in the early 2000s just warning scared white men?
I think there was one person writing an email and loads of people passing it on. There was that, wasn't there? Do you remember when, before Facebook, before Twitter,
yeah,
you would get an email and it had been, you know, talking about a friend of a friend. There were some that were about women in car parks, you know, or there'd be one about a woman who'd driven home and got out of the car to check on a dead animal, and then there was someone in the back of the car. All those kind of urban myths started to go out round round Robin emails. Remember?
So there was... Well, I don't... OK, here's a question. First of all, any of those other myths, let us know. Do you remember when Paul Weller died in a... He crashed his Mini and he died in a car crash. Do you remember that? That went around. And didn't... I think Paul Weller had to come out and say, no, I'm not...
Don't even have a Mini.
I'm not dead. I'm trying to think when I got my first email address. My first email address, I don't have it now, so I can tell you, was ianlee@yahoo.co.uk.
I still got mine.
I know you have. I know you have. ianlee@yahoo.co.uk. It doesn't exist anymore. My first email address. It must have been around 2002, and I got my first mobile in 1998. Uh-huh. That's quite late. That was quite late. My first mobile was great, right? It was my second mobile, because I don't know what happened to the first one. The second mobile, Adam, Tina and Nigel, stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. 0344 499 1000. I don't know what happened to the first one, but the second mobile was a big old one, right? And if the battery ran out, you could put in 6 AA's and get...
Really?
And get 20 minutes use out of it.
Blimey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get 20 minutes use. In fact, I don't even think it was 20 minutes. I think it was like maybe 3 or 4 minutes, so you could make an emergency phone call. 6 AA's.
I just found mine, retro collectible. Ooh. Philips Savvy.
Oh, Savvy.
£9 on Twitter, on eBay. It's for parts. It's not working, but it looks like that.
Oh,
remember those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course I do.
It had a leather case I could clip onto my belt. Never did.
I remember when I was doing Rise. So Rise was 2003, and that's when camera phones started coming in. And I remember saying, well, they'll never catch on. Who's going to... I said, the only people that are going to use them are paedophiles. Because they'll go... Well, actually, it turned out it was quite right. Because they'll be babysitting or something, and they'll just take some pictures.
Sneaky pics.
I said, they'll never catch on. Who was it who sent the first... text message? Who sent the first text message and who used the first bank machine?
Oh, the first text message, wasn't it like the CIA or someone?
I think it was Ernie Wise.
No, it wasn't. Shut up.
I think it was Ernie
what
Wise.
For?
Ooh, I don't know. I thought
it was used by, you know, like text messages. I thought they were using them for the spying.
I think it was Ernie Wise. And the first bank machine was used by Reg Varney on the buses.
You're just making this stuff
up. No, I'm not.
Did you read this in an email?
No, it's true. It's true, isn't it? It's true. No, this is true. The only Wise one, I'm 70-30. Reg Varney, the first bank machine, boom. Barclays, 1968, I think it was. I love it when I say stuff and Catherine goes silent because she's Googling
it. I am Googling.
Because she thinks I'm a liar.
Oh, I know, you're full of it.
I'm full of it.
It's true.
All right, teenage boy whose voice is breaking.
Shut up, Mum.
You shut up. It's not fair.
Engineer Neil Papworth sent the first SMS on December the 3rd, 1992.
I didn't ask about SMSs. I asked about texts.
That is a text.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Totes is.
All right, well, type in text Ernie Wise. Because the first commercially available text, 1992, we didn't even have mobile phones then. What are you talking about? You're listening.
There's nothing about Ernie Wise texting.
I need someone to phone in. Google the Reg Varney thing, because that's definite. I need some... Where did that caller go I was about to go to? What a loser. I need someone to call in. Ernie Wise, what's his connection? Catherine's found... It's him wearing a big top, a big stovepipe hat on a train.
How Ernie Wise almost made the UK's first mobile phone call.
There you go. That's close enough.
Well, it's not a text.
That's close enough.
It's nothing like.
So Ernie Wise almost made the UK's first mobile phone call.
But he never.
Okay, but he almost did.
But he never, though.
All right, why don't you just apologise to me?
I never will.
Ain't that the truth? Let's go to... it's my good friend Tina. Good evening, Tina.
Hello, Ian. How
are
you doing?
I'm really disappointed that my former best mate won't back me up on the big issues of the day. Scum. Scum. Tina, I'm not going to ask you how you are, because in all honesty, I don't really care. But what I do want to know is, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, can't do anything for me. I've just thought I'd ring because I haven't phoned for a long time.
Tina's back.
You were moaning about the quality of your callers. So I thought I'd just give you a ring.
Okay. Yeah, and you've just doubled it by a double.
I love it. I've got nothing to say, but I just thought I'd phone up because you said the calls weren't very good. So by me having nothing to say, that's going to be better than Rainbow George.
Well, it is, doing it silly is. Maths.
Well, it is.
I like Rainbow George.
Okay, well, we'll give you his mobile phone number.
No,
and you can...
don't do that.
I'm tempted, and I would need George's permission to do this. I am tempted to do a vote as to whether we ban Rainbow George or not.
Don't do that.
Really? Well, hang on, Tina. There might be a huge group of people like you, rainbow groupies.
That's mean. He's old.
Well, old people can still be arseholes. I'm not saying he is.
You'll be old one day.
Exactly, and there's your point proven.
listen,
stop bullying me.
We're not bullying you.
Bullying Ian.
But here's the thing, right? Just because you're old and you survived a long time doesn't mean you should get treated... Or maybe it does in your world. I don't think it means you should be treated any differently than someone who is young or someone who is intelligent.
What
or
about
someone
in a
who
race?
Is, sir?
What about in a race?
I'm not going to let him win.
Oh.
Of course I'm not going to let him win.
Well, I feel sorry for him.
Okay, well, we might. If we'll speak to George next week, not tonight, and we'll ask him if he's prepared to risk the wrath, that's how you pronounce it, of the listeners as we have a should George stay or should George go?
He may believe that it was always designed to happen and he knows the outcome.
Tina, you're not into numerology, are you?
No, it's very boring.
It's boring, isn't it? Numbers. People do that. Yeah. They, in China... I guess, they work the name out of their babies backwards. They get the numbers that they want and then work a name out that'll be good. So they want, like, the first name to mean, like, wealth. So that'd be, like, Wang Chong or something. I don't know. It's a good name. I think Wang Chong. Wang Chong I'm thinking of, aren't I? That's what I'm thinking of. And then the second name, they'll want it to be... like fertile, so they'll work out the things again, and they'll be like wealthy, fertile.
My mate was Chinese. His name was Dave.
Well, if
but his middle name was Quan Kin, which meant iron fist.
Oh, very cool.
Very fatal. He wasn't.
Imagine Tina. Imagine Tina. An iron fist.
Okay.
Now, it would be unpleasant. That would be that.
Well, it's useful in some circumstances, but not in all of them.
It would be.
It's like when that song about a slow hand be annoying sometimes, wouldn't
and
it?
I want to love
a trying to put a shelf up.
How are you getting on with your new cleaner?
Well, she was...
Oh, sorry, second cleaner, isn't
thank
it?
You very much indeed. Becky, she came once, she did a great job. She was going to come on Monday, but then she said, actually, I can't come Monday, so she's going to come Friday. I've hired her to come once every 2 weeks. I think we're going to get on great. We're going to have a lot of fun. I've got to finish the jigsaw before she comes next Friday because it's been sat there for ages and I haven't really done much progress.
Mm. Only once a fortnight? Ooh.
Well, he is a single man.
I live on my own.
Yeah, I know. Twice a week, at least.
What? Well, you made him. It costs. It's about £35. I can't afford that.
Exactly. I charge less than that, but you know.
Oh, do you?
Oh, Tina's touting for work.
I'm not touting for work. You're too far away. Oh, you've got cats anyway. I'm not clearing out litter trays.
Right. Good. Tina, I clean out the litter trays. I don't expect my staff.
My staff.
I don't expect my staff to clean out the cat's litter. I will do that.
Tina, do you tidy or do you just go around it?
No, I do everything.
Do you?
I do skirting boards, I do everything. I'm a good cleaner.
Sounds like you are.
Sounds like your attitude stinks.
Well, it doesn't matter. If she's a good cleaner, I wouldn't care.
Your attitude absolutely stinks, Tina.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know you don't. And that's another problem. That's why I voted Brexit. No, hang on. No, it's people like you that are driving this country into the sea with your lazy millennial attitude. Shame on you, Tina. Get off my radio show. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.